Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced that I have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Where the party gonna have? Out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
My goodness. Another week has gone by, and more craziness comes out. I don't know where they find them, but, man, I'll tell you, I told everybody back there at February 8th, get ready for the civil unrest, because it's a-coming. And I've got to tell you, folks, I just cannot believe what this world has gone through in this last week. It's crazier than hell. Okay? Here's the problem I got. All right. There was an injustice done. They arrested the guys, the culprits. They're being charged with murder and second degree and third degree and all that other crap. Now let the judicial system take care of it all. But no. There's got to be these crazy people across the nation that's going to go in there with these people, these mom and pops that worked all their lives to build that business. For some moron to come in there and knock the windows through, steal everything they got in there, what they built up all their lives for, because of stupidness. I don't know what else the hell to call it, folks, because it's gone crazy as hell. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's just my opinion. They came and rioted us yesterday. There was 2,300 people. Not one arrest for people going in and breaking windows, looting, and killing other people, or throwing Molotov cocktails, or any of that shit, okay? None of it. Same over in Fremont on the other side of the bay. People weren't real people. Okay, you're going to... Listen, it's your First Amendment. And you can go out and do whatever you want. You can protest. But here's my problem. These people that are giving these people the damn permits to go out and protest and destroy our cities. How come you're not checking these people out? Find out, because I found out in the last 3 days that these are outside agitators. I'll give you a hint. San Leandro, California, folks. Go to Googie. He'll tell you all about it on the computer. There was 126 arrests. Over 80 of them were from the Central Valley. None of them lived in that area. I was told that they were paid for. One car dealership, a new car dealership, my heart goes out to that poor guy. They stole 72 cars, and they brought them to chop shops and all that. Now, that's what, 5 days ago, and they only found 3 of the cars? Where's the other 70? Well, you know where they are. They're down in Mexico in a chop shop or some other place around the world taking the parts off them. What about these poor people, man? And then go try to get a damn insurance claim put in there, and then they come back, oh, well, we can't pay for this. This was an act of God. Really? Is that what it's all about? We pay insurance all this time. Here's another beef I've got. I don't know about you guys, but I got a security company guarding my home. It's called ADT, and I hope they're listening. A lot of other people have them. They're the largest, I think, in the nation. So when these alarms go off and they bring it into the police department and the police department don't come, why do I need the alarm company for? Cause, and then if I go back to them and say, hey, look, they just took my dealership and sold 73 cars and you didn't send nobody out. So I want all my premiums that I paid you for the last 10 years back because you didn't do what you say you did. Well, we called them. What the hell has that got to do if nobody comes out? Does any of this make sense, folks? I don't know. I do know this, that there's a lot of people hurting. A lot of people. Now, I don't know who this George Floyd is, and my heart goes out to his family. He is gone. Our Savior has taken him. I don't know. There's always two sides to every story, folks. Now, I don't. Why did he get arrested? I haven't heard about that yet. All I heard, the guy put a knee to his neck, and he couldn't breathe. And he said to the other officers, please get your knee off me. I can't breathe. Well, then those other officers are in deep shit, too. Just show some compassion in your life. But my God, is this how this country is run? Is this how it works? And then 3 days later in Georgia, a guy and his girlfriend coming home from, I don't know where, a date or whatever, movies, eating, whatever. They get stopped and they question the cops, and next thing you know, they're being stunned, dragged out of the cars. Well, these people will make another $50 or $70 million. They get the right attorney. Like the Floyd family's got an attorney right now. They're like ambulance chasers, man. I don't get it. I don't understand. Okay? So, okay, you want a peaceful assemblance and protest? I'm all for it. I understand. It's the First Amendment. But my God, always remember, folks, there's two sides to every story. A, B, these people that got looted, burned down there. How the hell do you burn down a police department? Will somebody tell me that? You know, as a matter of fact, when I get done with my soliloquy here, I'm going to get Doyle on the phone. He's here with us. He's down there, and I'm sure he's going to sit, he'll answer my questions one way or another. But I'm just, I'm baffled, guys. I'm really baffled. So in my city where I live, everybody got warned that we're having a protesters deal at the city hall at 4 p.m. Everybody scurried to go get their windows, ply boards all over. I mean, it looks like a concentration camp, like a war zone. And they're all keeping them up now because they're afraid of any type of aftermath. Oh, my God, really? Is this what we have to worry about? But here's the thing. I don't know if any of you people had figured it out yet. I did because, we got so much time on our hands now, all right? So I figured it out. I said to myself, wait a minute. Now we're going to have policemen policing our police departments and our policemen that are on the front line, which is an essential worker trying to protect us, they got to be careful. So now I guess when they see somebody get out to a call, and I don't know what the numbers are, let's just say, oh, there's a 602 in progress, which could be like somebody's robbing a store. So now I guess he's supposed to go there with a lollipop or some cookies and say, oh, can I give you some lollipops and cookies? Can we talk about this? The next thing you're going to find out, the perpetrator is going to turn around and say, F you, bang. I don't know. I'm getting mixed messages, folks. You know, I'll stifle myself in a minute, but I want Doyle. Are you there, Doyle?
I'm here, Godfather. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Give me some solace here. I need something.
It's plain and simple, okay? It's plain and simple. People are trying to say their First Amendment right allows them to riot, and it does not. But they're saying now that the Second Amendment right does not apply to citizens to defend their homes and businesses with firearms. Now, let me tell you right now, let's go back to one thing real quick, Tom. The COVID virus, we've got 10,000 cases total in Kentucky, the entire state. We have zero in my county.
But guess what?
Zero.
Let's stay there for a second. There is no more COVID compared to anything else going on in the country. In the last five days, six days, seven a week, that's all I heard of is looting, killings, and all this other bullshit. Did the COVID-19 go away already, Doyle?
It disappeared. Because
how come?
We've got a new situation that the left wing people in this country are trying to destroy this country. They want to rebuild a country that's full of shit. But anyway, let me explain this to you, Tom. These people that are out there rioting, killing and burning businesses down are far worse than the white cop that held his knee down on the black guy. And I'll tell you why. He's a bad cop. He should go to prison. Everybody, white, black, Mexican, Chinese, anything you got in America agrees with that. And they were doing that, Tom. They're going to prison for their atrocities. On the other hand, that gives them an excuse. The left wing is the leftist of all people to go steal them a new 70-inch TV, you know, several pairs of $200 Nike tennis shoes and all this stuff, and they claim it's in the name of revenge for a man they didn't even know, Tom.
Hey, listen, And I'm with you 150%. The thing I can't understand, though, Doyle, is that the people who are on the firing line, hopefully protecting us, you're an ex-cop, okay? So how are you going to be able to go out there and patrol knowing that you better be watch what you say and watch what you do because you're the one that they're going to throw in jail?
Exactly. Now, let me tell you this right here. Now, I think it'll hit home. You've got people out here that are using this as an excuse to riot, loot, and steal. And they have no idea who the hell they're doing it for. They just got an excuse to go out there and riot and steal and everything, okay? Now, let me tell you about Kentucky. Like I said, we had, in my county, we've had one coronavirus test positive, and then they retested them and it was a negative positive. We're one of the only counties in Kentucky that had no coronavirus. Okay?
Well, I applaud you. You're doing
something
right.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, that is just, you know, an hour away from me in Knoxville, Tennessee, they're actually arming themselves because they're scared because people are actually looting and raiding the damn shopping malls and they're going into people's apartments and beating the doors down and everything. I talked to a good friend of mine that's a probation and parole officer, and he told me, he said, I've got two AR-15s loaded up with 10 extra magazines. He said, I'm scared. He said, because we've never done nothing to nobody, but people are beating our door down. Now, okay, let me explain this to you. If these people, Tom, continue to act the way they are, we're going to end up in a damn race war that's not about race. Some of my best friends are black. Some of my greatest friends I've ever had in my life are black. We disagree on politics, but what the hell? You know, but we're still friends. Now, you take that kind of position when you're talking about these people that are doing all the things they're doing, Tom, and the looting and all that. There's nowhere in the Constitution does it say you're allowed to loot and steal. You're allowed peaceful assembly by the First Amendment. But here's what's scaring me, is they're taking the Second Amendment away because local politicians are saying, well, you can't buy firearms, you can't buy ammunition to protect your home. Well, let me tell you this much right now, and I'll shut up, Tom, and I'll let you have the rest of the show because you are the godfather. But let me tell you this much right here. And whenever they started saying they're coming into the country and they're coming into the suburbs next, I got news for them. I got one thing to say, and I'll turn it back over to you, Godfather. Sticks and stones may break windows, but hollow point bullets expand on contact. I promise you.
And I guess
there ain't no Antifa, there ain't no Black Lives Matter, there ain't nobody coming to my home and gonna think they're gonna take or anything away from me, because I promise you I will plant a skull orchard in my whole front yard.
So let me ask you this, Doyle. What was George Floyd arrested for?
He was passing a
counterfeit
fake $20 bill. He was passing a fake $20 bill.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yep. He had a counterfeit $20 bill trying to buy property with it. Trying to buy merchandise with it. I'm sorry.
Even in Arkansas, that's against the law.
against the law anywhere. I'm just
it's
shocked.
Federal law. You can't.
So here's the thing I don't get. They come there to arrest him because he had. I wonder if they still got the evidence or somebody destroyed it. But nevertheless, he was passing off counterfeit money to purchase
exactly
items.
And they came to get him, and he refused to comply with police officers' orders. And the police did get too aggressive with him. I agree with that. I've been a police officer for 30 years, Tom.
Yep.
And I've never treated anybody that bad.
So what's going to happen now, Doyle?
You've got them under
control.
What's
going to happen now?
And I agree. I think the police officer should fry in hell for what he done.
And you
but
know
the
what?
Thing is,
that's the majority
the Black
of the thoughts for everybody in the world.
Shit, they don't care, Tom.
Yeah. So here's the thing I don't get. What about the honest cops that are doing their job now and virtually have no authority or say-so whatsoever? Because that's all I'm seeing on these interviews and all of our politicians coming, oh, well, we have to have reform. We got to have, they got to go to school. So while somebody's out there holding somebody hostage or somebody out there just came and raped your wife or daughter, you're supposed to come out there and say, now, wait a minute. This is a bad thing. Don't you do that now, okay? Come on, I'm going to take you to jail, and we're going to go get you some help, some counseling.
Yeah,
that
bullshit.
That what the cops are supposed to do, Doyle?
No. And I'm telling you right now, if anybody wants to really see what law enforcement is about and what they're supposed to do and do correctly, is plain and simply just get on the internet and look at the things that good cops are doing.
Well,
police
you know,
we're got police officers right now. They're taking food and water and stuff to people in these areas that are destroyed. I mean, literally, they're destroying the country. But
yeah,
they're,
I
they're
see
helping
it. Yeah, how many
people.
Times is that done before? Never. They're trying to do nice now to show everybody, oh, well, we care and all that bullshit. You know, why didn't you do it before somebody died? I didn't see nobody coming to my house giving me any food and water. When was the last time they came to your house?
All you have to do is call and ask them, Tom.
Yeah, shit.
You call your police department, tell them that you need water.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you're going to get
yeah,
water.
Yeah, I know the whole story. They'll tell me, go get a hold of the institutions that are out there to help folks. We're just here to protect you. Get it? That's what they're going to say. And now, who the hell
well,
knows
see, that's
what
the difference. That's the difference.
Let me see what Rocky has. Rocky, what do you got to say about this? Talk loud, Rocky, because we can't hear you.
I was standing here looking at my insurance policies, my security people.
Their name's
Ruger.
Is that your 45 or is that your Glock?
No, it's Smith and Wesson.
Or is that your Kazoo?
No, it's it's just a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, I've got a gang here. I've got Springfield and Ruger and Smith and Wesson, and I've got all kinds of stuff here that, like the man said, when they come to the suburbs, they may get a surprise. I'm one of the ones that have worked hard to. Have a successful business. If they want to burn it down, they better be checking and making sure that the old man ain't there because I've got a surprise for him. Anybody that...
Exactly, Rock. You're exactly where I'm talking about.
Well, anybody that feels... I mean, I have black friends. I have black enemies. I say I have black enemies. I don't know if I do or not. I guess I do. The ones that are burning people's businesses. But you know, I've never wronged them, and so if they try to wrong me, I'll explain to them. I'll read to them out of the book where it says, "Do unto others." Well, if they're going to do unto me, they're going to find it's a little bit more difficult than,
shit,
you know, punching some old woman in the face.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
I've seen it on the internet and all that. And the one thing that I saw on the internet, they was fixing to, a bunch of the Antifa people was fixing to go into, you know, break and rob and loot and all that at some little restaurant. And as they was walking up to the front, three old boys come out carrying shotguns. They changed their minds really quick. The one guy said, "They've got guns in there," and they all walked away.
I applaud those guys, Rocky. I applaud each and every one of those guys because you know what? They're defending and taking their stance that it's their property and their contents. And you know what? You step over that threshold, you're trespassing, and you're going to threaten me? Well, guess what? I'm defending myself.
Yep.
Here's the thing I don't understand, fellas. Listen up. You watched it on TV. I watched it on TV. How come if the news department can get, and I'm sure you all saw that Target store, and they're going and they break into the Target, and people are going out with shopping carts. Not just ones and twos, shopping carts full of clothes. Okay? Where in the hell were the cops? Oh, well, we'll record them get them on the video, then we'll later go and get them. Really? Is that what it's all about? No, what it was all about, folks, there's 2,000 to 3,000 people. The average size of a police force is what? 200 to 300? That's 10 to 1. And you know what? Look at the Philadelphia riot that happened this last weekend. There were 15 cars, police cars. How come these rioters burnt them all up? Where were the cops? They said, "See ya. Here comes this angry crowd throwing Molotov cocktails. They got crowbars to break the windows, baseball bats, throwing rocks and bricks at our guys." I don't blame them for taking off. Thousands against those 15 folks. Yeah.
And some of the ones,
Tom,
that was against them,
Tom,
was the mayor.
Well, who was that in the background, Rocky?
I'm saying that, plain and simple, the only defense you've got is lethal force at that time. But if the cops started shooting people, they'd be criticized from now on and they'd be prosecuted. But they were, you know, to defend your life, if you're 15,000 to 100, what are you going to do?
Same thing that they
Well,
did.
Like I was saying, the mayor, if the mayor said, "Okay, boys, get this all cleaned up," they could handle it. But the fact is, the mayor is saying, "Oh, don't do anything because they'll think bad of me in the next election." Well, I don't know. The cop down in Florida said, "All right, the Antifa says we're coming to the suburbs." He said, "When they come through the front door, blow them back out." It's what the sheriff said.
That's a hell of a sheriff, too.
Yeah.
Rocky,
yeah,
that's
I know.
A sheriff.
He's and at the same point in time, for everyone that said that, there was 10 of the other ones that said, "Oh, I'm going to take a knee, and I'm going to go and hug all the protesters." And that's the police chiefs and these big sheriffs from these other big towns. You know, what is this?
Well,
what are we teaching everybody here? I don't get it. Because let me tell you what's going to happen, folks. Listen to me. You heard it here, okay? You heard it here, okay? The inmates are going to be running the asylum and the prisons. Watch. This is just the tip of the iceberg. You know what? I want to get our clergy, our resident clergy, and see what his what he thinks about this whole thing. Father Ray, are you there?
I am here.
Tell
I'm
us
here.
What you think, sir.
Oh, my friend, it's a terrible situation. The incident in itself was completely wrong. Police officer keeping the man pinned to the ground with his knee on his neck, and the other officers who were around him didn't stop him, didn't try anything. And where was the supervisors that they didn't come around? So it was a terrible situation. And if Mr. Floyd, it's alleged crime, was passing a count, trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill, it's a crime. Yep, it's a federal crime to be sure, but you don't take somebody's life for that. The police officer is no longer a police officer, and he's been charged with second degree murder. And the three officers who stood around him, they have been charged, and they're being sought. We do have the right to peaceful assembly. On the other hand, we don't have the right to riot. Someone of the African community was mistreated, and it seems that Mr. Floyd was mistreated. So therefore, all people of color can go and riot and loot, and they may even be looting businesses of other African Americans, members of their own community. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to get together to protest and say we want this investigated. We want systematic reform. That's well and good, fine. You should be listened to, but you don't have the right to go and destroy other people's property, hurt other people. It's wrong. What to do about the situation? Well, again, if mayors or county executives or governors won't step up and use the resources at their disposal to quell the situation. If somebody, if you set up a line and somebody tries to, like at the White House, tries to destroy the fence, you grab that person, you drag him over the fence, and you arrest him. And if somebody else tries to, you arrest that person. And then people get they're going to fight back. They're going to take a stand. We better not try pushing down this fencing. Not a good idea. Somebody throws a brick. That's got to be a felony. That could be fatal. There's no reason to do that.
There's no reason to do this. There's no reason to do that. How do we solve the problem? What do you tell your people, okay, that come in to see you? Let's be real. Hold on.
It's not right.
Ray. I mean, let me give an analogy here. Someone
mm-hmm.
sins. Do they still come to confession?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now they come into the confessional booth, and they kneel down. They say, "Forgive me, Father, it's been 10 years, 5 days, 2 years, 6 minutes since my last confession." And then they go
mm-hmm.
into the soliloquy what they did. But in
yes.
this case, you're a priest.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the law. So if they came in there and told you, "Okay, I just killed somebody," what would you
mm-hmm.
tell them?
You should go to the police and turn yourself in. But are you sorry for what you did?
Okay, so if they say they were sorry, then what do you tell them?
Then you forgive them, and I advise you strongly now, go to the police and turn yourself in.
Okay,
cooperate.
Time
with
out.
The
time
with
out.
Police.
Just forgave them for killing somebody, Father Ray.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you forgave them, it's okay. They can go back out in the world and kill somebody else again.
Yes, they can. They're free. They're free people. They can go out.
So
but
if
my,
they go out and kill somebody else again, they can come back to you, and they sit in that cubicle and they tell you, and then you they said, "Oh, but I was sorry," and
mm-hmm.
then they leave again.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
It's not okay. I would then say you've got a problem. You seem to have an anger problem. You seem to have a thing. You've got to go to the police and turn yourself in, and also you better seek some psychiatric counseling for your anger that you for going out or.
But
or
did you not say that you forgave them?
Oh yes, I forgave them, and I gave them God's forgiveness. I gave them
no.
the absolution.
Okay,
so
that's
the
problem I'm having right now. I'm sorry. I'm just a human being, and I'm Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So
that,
what I'm getting out of this message is, okay, we forgive you. Do you give them any penance, any Hail Marys, Our Fathers?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But
so now they go out in the church,
also,
they sit before the crucifix, they hold their hands together, and they say their Hail Marys, their Our Fathers, whatever you tell them to do, and they walk out of the church, and they click their heels and say, "Whoop-a-doo, man, I like this religion, so now I'm going to go out and kill somebody else tomorrow."
No, you shouldn't, no. If you're sorry, your intention is not to do it again. If I'm sorry, then I firmly intend not to do it again.
And you know
and,
what, Brother Ray, I'm not trying to make fun, and I'm a Catholic myself, okay? But I just don't understand it, that's all, okay?
Sure.
I really don't understand it. The part I don't understand is, how do you, are you God or are you one of his disciples?
I'm not God. I'm one of his priests.
You're one of his priests.
Mm-hmm.
So the priests are allowed to forgive people that do wrong?
If they express sorrow, yes. They say, "I'm sorry." Okay. Now, if you're sorry, you have to have firm purpose of amendment. You have to say, "I'm sorry, and I really don't want to do this again." And I would advise them, go tell
to
yourself.
Seek help. Because
seek
they,
help
they
and
needed
go
help
to
the
police.
First time before they did it.
They should have sought help before they did it. But go to the police. Turn yourself in. And take whatever the punishment is, or whatever the remedy is, whatever let the legal system take its course.
Well, wait a minute! Didn't you tell me that they were protesting by you today?
There was a scheduled protest. Yes.
So that's been over 4.5 hours ago. How did it go?
I have not heard. Haven't heard a word.
Haven't heard a word.
Haven't heard a word. Didn't see anything.
Okay. Okay. So give me a one-sentence synopsis, because now we're going to start talking about Bigfoot, of what in this last week of all this craziness going on, what do you think has happened to this country, and what direction are we going?
It's, I think, people are questioning what and where and how is the police abuse that is going on, and how do we remedy it? How do we remedy a situation where people perceive an obvious injustice and they think it gives them license to go and steal and loot and destroy other people's property and lives? And for mayors, county executives, governors to say, stand down, let them work is wrong. It's not good government. It's not right to your constituency. I think then you have to take your police force or whatever forces you have at hand, and you set a line, and you say, okay, folks, you can protest, you can you can't come onto this property, you can't burn any cars, and if anyone makes a move to start coming over the fence or whatever the line is you've drawn, you grab that person and you arrest them, you take them away. And if you need to use less than lethal force, like tear gas or something, you do that.
Father Ray, I don't mean to interrupt, but, you know, this is a new world out here today. And let me try to explain what I've kind of seen, and we all have around the globe. Everybody has a cell phone now that can take video just as good as the videos that are in movies today. They can take still shots, okay? They can record the whole thing that's going on. So there is no more privacy, and we just can't take, okay, come on, let me take you around the corner where there's nobody there, and I'm going to put cuffs on you, and we're going to take you away because you did something wrong. That's not going to happen, Ray. Those days are gone. I remember in my day, my God, when a police officer showed up, we knew he was there for one or two reasons, okay? He was there to help us or take us away. There's no gray area. It is or it isn't. And what do you feel about it, Rocky?
I think that any way you go about it, these people are pulling this stuff. They're criminals. They're not going to. And as far as the race thing goes, I've seen as many white people out there carrying away their TVs and beating the locks off of ATMs and all that. It's not a race thing at this point. It was a race. I don't know that it's actually racial when the guy actually killed George. I don't know that it was racial.
Well,
here's what I don't understand.
Whatever happened to social distancing during this protesting? Whatever happened to the facial masks we're supposed to wear? I didn't see that happening in a lot of them either. What happened to those people that are busting the curfew, even in Washington, D.C., where our president is, at the White House? They called it at 8 o'clock. And at 9, 10 o'clock at night, nobody did anything. Why is that, Rocky?
Because I said that it was a bunch of crap anyhow. I mean, the coronavirus has been less lethal than the common flu. And, I think there's a lot of string pulling happening from the the Soros crowd and all of them.
Over the people who don't know about Soros, tell us.
I'd like to interject.
Who's this?
Okay.
It's Swede. When it comes right down to it, you know, they're talking this race thing and the whole nine yards of the statistics across the country that there's more white people killed by the police department for whatever reason, more than double, three times as many than black people or Hispanics in the United States every year. More white people are killed by the police in their doing their duty. So you can't, you know, they're measuring it wrong from there. And as far as the mob mentality thing gets going here, you've got all these losers that have no jobs, this, that, and the other, and there's some entity that is paying them. Atlanta, Georgia, for one of the facts, they arrested 130-something people in one night, and there was only 30 of them that were locals. The rest were all from somewhere else. They're bussing them in. They're stirring up the stuff, making it into something that it's not. I mean, you
leaving
know, I hate
sacks
it.
Of bricks. Leaving
yeah, that's exactly
bricks
right, both
on
of
the
you.
Sidewalk.
Like I told you what happened up there by Oakland San Leandro, that poor dealership guy. Okay?
And then
out of the 126, over 80 of them were from the Valley. Had nothing to do with these people.
exactly. So it's an organized thing that's going on, stirring up the stuff, and then you got a U-Haul truck show up. You're driving a U-Haul truck to a peaceful demonstration. Well, that's because they're going to load it up as soon as it gets dark, as they break into people's businesses and steal their product.
Exactly
and
right.
And
they're driving
exactly
U-Haul
right.
trucks. It was on the film. They had two or three U-Haul trucks lined up there with these thugs in it, and they're just waiting for it to get dark so they can load it up.
Exactly
you know, they don't even
right.
have their own truck. They're going to go rent one.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Well, who's that
as
saying
far
exactly
as,
right?
This is
as
Leo.
As far as George.
Hey, Leo, wait a minute. Let's hold on,
George.
Please. Leo, you're a cop.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about all this bullshit?
Well, you know, the first things first, you know, it's unfortunate the situation that took place that happened. It was wrong. He was wrong. We've never been trained to do that. Never. Nobody's been trained. But at the same token, you know, you can get across your expressions. You got that's your amendment right to get across your expression on you feeling, you know, of anger. But you can't do it in a violent way. Violence cannot meet violence. It's not going to help. You know, and one of the things we've seen, I was in the midst of this thing this past weekend. I've been in the midst of this thing since Friday night. And I apologize for being late, Godfather. You know, I've been
it's okay.
trying to get some rest, man. We've been up late hours with this thing, man. And we've been in the midst. But I'm going to tell you, this is my synopsis on how to fix this situation. You can go to your state leaders and your political leaders and ask for law enforcement reform. That's how you do that. But at the same token, with these protesters, they're going to have to police themselves. They're asking us as law enforcement officers to police ourselves and fix this situation and stop police brutality. I understand that. But at the same token, you got to police yourselves, and meaning that the sheriffs in these counties, what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to monitor some of these protests. And what they're going to have to do, they know who the agitators are. And you're exactly right. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it this weekend because I was in the middle of this mess. They're being bussed in. And I talked to a deputy that was out on the scene with me, and this is when we had some downtime when things were quieting down. And he said, look, you're about to retire, man. He said, what do you think about all this? What can you do? I tell you what I would do. I would position my men on the outskirts of the county. I don't care if it's in California. I don't care if it's Arkansas. I don't care if it's in Kentucky. I don't care where it is. I would put my men on the outskirts of the county. And we would have what they call a license check, where we're checking IDs. And two things would happen. If a bus came through and I got on that bus to check the ID of that driver and I asked him, what are you doing? Where are you taking these people? And if he give me some bullshit-ass answer, I'm taking them to a basketball game. Wrong answer, buddy. COVID-19 has got them on lockdown. And then what you do, you tell him to take that bus and get the hell out of my county. Now, I hate to be selfish, be facetious, but that's going to be somebody else's problem. You get the hell out of my county. And you check license, and you say, hey, man, you know, I'm coming into Los Angeles, but my driver's license says Colorado. Hey, man, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm just driving through. And you find out there's a bunch of bullshit. You kick them out of your county. Every sheriff in the world, the sheriff in every state, every county of the United States is the most powerful man in that state. And he has that right to tell you to get the hell out of his county. But see, here's the thing. Nobody's doing that. So what they're doing is.
And do you know why they're not doing it, Leo? They're afraid. Election time is around the corner.
Well, you know, and then, you know, Godfather, even with them being afraid, I say to the jackass politicians who are afraid, it's time for you to step up. You get out here on the campaign trail and you preach about the doggone Constitution, how the Constitution is for the people, by the people. Well, it's time that you stand up and show it. It's time you stand up and show it, meaning you tell these damn tree huggers that every time that we try to enforce the law, for those of us who are good cops, try to enforce the law, the first thing you want to throw up in our face is you got a right to do this. Yeah, you got a right to protest, but you got a right to do it, you know, in a peaceful way. But what the thing that upsets me is when I see the people in these municipalities who have built businesses from the ground up.
Yeah.
From the ground up. And these businesses have been in these communities for 40 years, only for a jackass who does not have the common cause at heart come through and burn the business down. It's just, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah. 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 So here's the big question. They finally found it out. They're getting smart now. And they're saying, wait a minute, these people are changing their license plates on these cars, okay? And they're stealing these cars, and in the trunks, they're finding Molotov cocktails, bricks, crowbars, rocks, and passing it out to these people from not in that county, but outside counties are coming in, which we call agitators, paid people, like you said, you and Swede both, okay? Paid people come in there and make everybody nuts. And break the windows, loot the businesses, and my God, start them fires and burn everything up. Did you see what happened in Philadelphia, Leo? They lined up those cars across one street, and I guess when they saw those thousands of people coming at them, they said, man, this ain't enough money they're paying me. My kids want to see me tonight. I'm getting the hell out of here. And you know what? I don't blame them. I don't.
Because I've seen
with the riot guns and street sweepers and started blasting away. They would have been the next ones that they're going to throw.
If you go back, they did an interview, and I don't blame any store owner. They did an interview with a Asian gentleman, and he was sitting there outside his store in Minneapolis. Him, his wife, his son and his daughter all had ARs, and they had banana clips on top of banana clips sitting there. And they interviewed him while the protest was walking by. He said, look, he says, my grandmother was immigrants. My mother and father were immigrants. We've had this restaurant here for 40 years. He said, I did not know the gentleman that died. I did not know the police officer. I think the police officer was wrong. It is what it is. But I'd be damned if I'm going to let some jackass come burn my business down because he feels that he's going to take it out on me. And I don't blame him. I would be the same damn way. If I had a business and I don't care if you red, white, black, green, I don't care what color you are. If I'm sitting there, I got a business that I built with my own two hands and this is my livelihood and you're going to come destroy it because you pissed at me, that's almost like if you, Godfather, or Swede, or Rocky, or Doyle pissed me off tonight, why the fuck am I going to go in my garage and beat my car up?
Exactly.
What sense does that make?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
What sense does that make? I mean, you see what I'm saying?
You're right, man. I'm with you. Here's the thing I don't understand.
Doyle just told me
earlier that the Second Amendment rights where we can protect our own selves and bear guns.
Yeah.
So now what I understand what Doyle said, that those Chinese immigrants are out there on their store protecting them, was that against the law or is it with the law?
No. No, they were
that
in their rights.
That depends on which state you're in.
That was Philadelphia.
Well, I will say this.
Yeah.
I know it's already been an incident where a store owner, he and his wife was in the store, and she was locking the door when
the store, not standing outside.
No,
right?
They were standing in the store, and she was locking the doors, and a brick came through and hit her. And next thing you know, these jackasses went to come in, and he shot each and every one of them.
Did he kill him?
I think one of them is in serious condition, but I think he wounded the other ones. Yeah.
I bet you they don't think twice before they throw anything else.
I bet you nobody else will come to his store and try that shit.
Bet your sweet ass. Well, let me, you know, I haven't heard much from Rock Swede. Swede, what do you think about all this crap?
Oh, it's like I said, there's some entity that's paying these losers that they're living in the basement or they live in their car or whatever the deal is, and they're getting them all together and organized and paying them money to go to these places. I mean, and just It starts in one place, and then you have all this organization all over the country, and it's all doing the same thing. There's got to be something behind it, you know, Antifa, whatever it is, Black Lives Matter. But I'm just saying that, you know, it's like a separate system. All the crap runs downhill. And if you get to the bottom of the hill, and if you look at the turn there, and it's probably George Soros. That's my opinion.
Well, I got to say this, and I got to say this, and I'm going to say it on a Facebook Live that I'm going to do. This is a thing that upsets me in over my 20-odd years or more of law enforcement. What gets me is these protests will go on for months at a time, but when my fellow brothers in blue are killed in the line of duty, senseless, who is marching for us? Who's protesting for us?
I have a nephew that is a cop. My uncle was a cop. My granddad retired from the police force. All right, my uncle got shot. He didn't die, but he got shot by a bad man. Okay. Back then they thought that was bad, but what's going on now is just like you say. Somebody, my nephew's a good guy, good kid. He's not. He takes his job serious, but he doesn't hold people down and get on their neck with his knee. He's not that kind of a guy. Okay, so I've got to worry about him. And he's in Bentonville, all right? They had a big thing there in Bentonville the night before last, I think it was. And it they finally had a large show of state cops, city cops, county cops, all of them, a bunch of them in their tactical gear. And there's a few things got thrown. They threw some tear gas, and they finally just said, okay, this is enough. And when they started moving onto the end of the crowd decided it's time to go home. Well, I worry about my nephew because he's a good boy, and, you know, these people that they're dealing with aren't good boys. And they have nobody to stand up for them, including, like I say, in a lot of cases, governors and mayors and the powers that be. Fortunately, we have a good governor. We don't, our mayor ain't worth shit, but so far I haven't heard him say, you've got to stand there and watch while somebody beats the shit out of your wife and sets your building, your business on fire. And I think that's probably because he knows that something like that happened, there's going to be some killing go on. And so far, you know, he's not let his liberalness get it hasn't come into the fold yet.
You know, I'm going to tell you this because we're coming out to the close of the hour. My baby son, Chad, he's a deputy sheriff of Santa Clara County. He's been there. They recruited him right out of the university, and he's been a sheriff now, deputy sheriff, for 13 years. It's his life. And he was called up this weekend just like Leo was. And let me tell you something. I feared for his life as I do for all the other the officers and people that are on the front line. I fear for them all, okay? Because I don't know what kind of crazy is out there. And all I can tell you is that we look to our Savior and ask him for his divine blessings to
Amen.
Keep everybody safe. Black,
Amen.
Blue, green, yellow, what, white, whatever, okay? We're all human beings, okay? But when it gets to the point that people are going to go cross that line and say, hey, I'm holier than thou, I'm going to stand here just like Rocky, just like Doyle, just like Leo, just like Swede and say, you come in my threshold and threaten me or my family, we're going to blow you right back out where you came from.
You bought the ticket to the ride.
There, I love it. I love it. Listen, till next time, America, kudos and salutation. Thank you to all my wonderful guests. You guys are my family.
Love you guys. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests.